All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. So Jordan Davis has been, has he been activated from IR or has he been, the? I think he's been activated.
The window's open, right?
For him, they opened the 21-day practice.
But he hasn't, but he hasn't been activated from IR. The practice window's just been activated.
Yes.
Or Jordan Davis. All right, so he potentially could come back. There's talk that he could come back this week. We'll see. But Jordan Davis today speaking to the media said he's lost 20 pounds over the past 4 weeks. Said his conditioning was a focus with the training and strength staff. He felt like he was playing at a fast level today during practice. So losing 20 pounds.
That's impressive.
Man. Yeah, I mean,
it's impressive. he hasn't been able to run. Well, I guess the last couple weeks maybe he has been able to run. But I know those first few weeks when you got a high ankle sprain, he can't do anything.
Right. Certainly can't do anything on, you know, on the hard surfaces or whatever. I don't know if they had him in a pool or some kind of water where he was able to do stuff. But that, listen, that,
that's not going to cause you to lose 20 pounds.
No, you're right.
That's to maintain conditioning.
Yes.
He's probably been in a, I mean, you can, there's ways you can lose weight now. You can go in and just sweat the weight off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's better.
Did he lose 20 pounds from where he was, or did he gain 20 pounds and then lose 20 pounds? That's the real question.
So he put on weight and then he just lost.
Well, I'm just asking, is it when you say I lost 20 pounds, was that 20 pounds from where you was when you got injured? Or did you gain some weight and then you lost 20 pounds?
It's like the holiday sales.
Yeah.
They mark the price up.
Yes, mark the price up to
exactly.
Go on
sale. Yeah, and then you say, yeah, exactly. No, I'm that's legit.
Yeah. Yeah, like was he 20 pounds overweight and he just lost the 20
yeah,
pounds?
Like, I don't
to get,
know. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, there you go. Jordan Davis, I mean, maybe this week. It'd be great. We'll see. We'll see. They could certainly use him this week against.
Oh, yeah. Certainly could.
Derrick Henry.
Probably the right week to bring
him back. This would be the week you want to bring him back.
CJ Gardner-Johnson, no, we're good.
Right, yes. You know. Jordan Davis, yeah, we could use him out there.
How many business decisions are we going to see on Sunday?
Hopefully not many, man.
I know, but I think about that Kittle run against the Cardinals where people start diving out of the way.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he did. Devontae Smith also, is this from today, Jack? Or this is still from yesterday? All right.
That's from today.
Is it? Is he, Devontae, still limited in practice?
Yep, with the groin.
So he's got the groin.
Oh.
Yeah. Like not to.
Well, you don't need another limited person on offense.
No,
we're already one dimensional, kind of.
Yeah.
yeah. We don't need Devontae out.
Awesome. All right. Well, there you go. I could lose 20 pounds. Maybe I should find out what Jordan Davis did to lose 20 pounds.
I probably went on an NJ diet.
Well, he may have went on an NJ diet. I know I need to, and you know, I figured out why I put on so much weight in the last couple weeks, like. I'm eating too much.
More,
yes,
yeah,
I'm eating
too
much.
Pretty simple.
Like last night,
what gave it away?
So last night I came home, but it dawned on me because last night I came home and I had a nice salad with some grilled chicken and it was filling too. It was good. I enjoyed it. And then put the kids to bed, came back downstairs. I was doing dishes and I looked over and the Halloween candy's still around. So I started off with just one of the little Snickers. And then I saw one of just the single Reese's peanut butter cups. I had one of them. Then I had a pack of peanut M&Ms. And then I had a full thing of regular M&Ms.
And he said, I'm doubling down.
Well, yeah. Well, how's it a mystery how you're gaining weight, man?
Well, it dawned on me last night. And then I had a Kit Kat. No, literally, I had probably 1,000 pounds of Halloween candy after I ate a reasonable dinner.
Wow.
That's a great idea.
Tasted good.
Yeah. The Halloween candy, that's been over with, yeah.
All right.
Unfortunately, we only have the chocolate left in my house.
Yeah.
Like, I miss the Sour Patch Kids days and all that.
See, that's the only thing left. I like the chocolate. I don't like the Sour Patch Kids. So
I'm out.
Yeah, no, you're just totally out. You bring it in for other people to enjoy the candy, so it's not around the house.
And I didn't even get that.
No?
This year, no.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, the wife took the candy. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't need it here. We didn't need it here.
You got to think about it. First of all, it was just candy that was left over. So she teaches. So she takes candy to school for her kids as they get treats or rewards or what have you. So she kind of gets it out of the house. Me, she probably did it before I got a chance to bring it here. She knew I was going to bring it to work.
Right.
So she got me, yeah.
Yes, let the kids have the chocolate and the candy. Even though Jack wanted it.
No, I'm out on Renee. Like, couldn't be further out. I look forward to the Ike Reese
the candy
bowl.
Bag. Yeah. I know, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. Go back to the phones. Yoshi in Brewery Town seems like a guy that likes some Halloween candy after Halloween. Yoshi?
What up, John? Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Yes, I do. I love candies, cake. I bake my wife a cake at least twice a week, what's man? Because I like that little plumpness.
Twice a week?
You know what I mean? Yeah, really? Man, I'm telling you, she a foodie, man. She loves some good food. She loves some desserts. So, yeah, you know what's man? She about 5'4", 165, like a plump. She ain't no big girl, but she plump. You know what I'm talking
thick
about?
Thick in all the right places, as they say.
Yeah, I guess I know what you're talking about, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
Hey, man, you can eat
it really pops out and it grows.
You know, you can eat all that stuff for real. It's just at our age, you don't eat it as often in certain times of the day.
Of course, yeah.
Starting in kettlebells are burning that fat right on off. I mean, I'm 47 years old. And I got abs and still.
You're ripped, yeah. You're ripped. Yeah, but you work out all the time.
You're in much better shape than I am, yeah.
Yeah, you work out and you're active. I'm not.
You know why I work out so much? Because I know I love to eat.
Yeah.
I eat a big thing of sugar in one sitting. I love ice cream, all that. But let me stop. Jordan, how big was Jordan Davis was saying, listen to that. Y'all know that?
700 pounds, I think. 380, I think, was his listed.
No.
Was he like 360, something like that?
Yeah, they got him listed at 335 right now. And the way the boy was talking is like, what's his name? It's like he actually knocked off weight from the weight that he was already playing at.
Well, I don't want him to lose too much weight. Yeah. I don't want him to lose too much weight now.
At 6'7", 335, and a daggone monster, what's his name? It's on mother. It's like he's still 400 pounds, for real, for
right.
real.
Yep.
Man, I'm concerned about the team. And the only reason I'm concerned is because we're so close. We're so close. That's my concern. I mean, I go into a game on Sundays, what's his name, around about 70-30. 70 confident, 30, what's his name, with some concern. It's because the team, even though they have a lot of pitfalls and things that they're not doing right and not playing at their best right now, they still pulling out wins. And I'm just looking at them like, they going to get it right. Then I had this little epiphany the other morning. I was watching this thing on Denver. I think it was the 98 Broncos when they hit that little slump. Mm-hmm. They was killing everybody. They went on that little slump, then they just came out of nowhere and went on and took it. And we resemble that team. You know, we're a run-first team. We got an athletic quarterback, even though John Elway was old as dirt. So we got a solid defense. What's saying? You know,
yep.
Up front, what's saying? And on the back end. Mm-hmm. I feel good about this team. And, I mean, Jordan, I mean, King Henry, well, he's not going to get off this week because I'm playing him in fantasy. Everybody who I played on my fantasy team against my team,
they don't do well, right? Yes.
He is in the lineup. I'm sitting at number two, so I'm going to take that L if he's going to cost me the L this week. But I feel good about it. What's name? We've been tripping about the passing game. Now this week, what's name? We got an opportunity with this defense that's an atrocious in the secondary.
Yep.
AJ going back home. You know, he's salivating. I mean, that boy licking his lips. And then the last couple weeks, we've been talking about what's saying, how he's looked lackluster. What's saying? So this week, what's saying? He's going to shine. I mean, I need Quez to step up and be like Tyler Boyd. And then what's saying? Devontae going and be T. Higgins. And AJ, you be what's name? Chase. Whatever the boy name is.
Oh, yeah, Jamar Chase. Yeah, Jamar Chase.
And daggone Henry can be stopped. I mean, it's three times this year he only had, 38, 53, and 25.
Yep.
And it's a handful of games where he didn't go over a buck.
Yep.
So, what's saying? He's not invincible. You just clog up that middle. He's not a lateral dude. Mm-hmm. And then one thing I noticed about all the teams that beat him, what's saying? They didn't let nothing up the middle, and then when he had to bounce to that outside, you got to pursue and game tackle the boy. And our chances are good. I feel good about it, even with the deficiencies that we have right now. But I think they're going to look like they're supposed to look this week. I really do. Hey, man, I love y'all.
You mean the Eagles? You mean the Eagles going to look like they're supposed to?
You know I'm not being blasphemous in any type of manner against my birds. Don't do me like that.
All right, there he is.
Have some of that candy for me when I come down and chicken pizza that picture for John.
All right, Yoshi.
I want some.
All right, Yoshi.
Oh, my God.
All right, there he is. Eagles at 10-1. If they were to lose to Tennessee on Sunday, that puts their record at 10-2. The Cowboys, the next three games before they face the Eagles in the fourth game, home against Indianapolis, home against Houston, at Jacksonville. So if the Eagles were to lose to Tennessee and the Cowboys win the next three, which they'll be favored pretty heavily in those games as well to do, the game against the Eagles on Christmas Eve would be for the division. Because if Dallas would beat you, then you have the same record, and Dallas has the better divisional record, which would give them the tiebreaker. Now, there's still two games after that, but still, that's how big the game is on Sunday.
Well, I would even say to that, even if the Eagles win Sunday, and say the Eagles went out and Dallas went out and they meet in Dallas, and Dallas will probably be a slight favorite in that game.
Agreed.
If they meet in Dallas, it would force the Eagles to have to win the final two games of the season.
It puts pressure on that you can't stumble.
You don't get to relax. Yeah, you don't get to relax at the end of the year. You don't get to rest anybody, so you have to go out and win those final two games. Which may not be bad. Yeah, you're right, except if somebody gets hurt
in those final games, you get banged up. Yes. Yeah. Mm. All right, let's go to Greg. Greg's in Atlanta. Greg, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Johnny, you're talking about, like, things that you're worried about. I have never been so anxious listening to you guys all week long. It's like, feels like the sky is falling. I don't know. You know, it's funny how Tennessee plays all these close games. Mm-hmm. And that's their pattern, to play close games. So when we play a close game, it's not good enough if we just win a close game. It's kind of weird that way. You know, it's...
Greg, here's the difference, right? Like, Tennessee, no one thinks Tennessee's going to the Super Bowl. So with the Tennessee conversation, it's kind of like that. Like, that's the team they are. They're a good team. They're a tough team. They could beat anybody. They run the ball. They play great defense. We're talking about with the Eagles. This is how delicate the season is right now. They're 10-1, and if they were to not even slip up, if they were just to lose a game, which happens in the NFL. Now you can see how they go from a number one seed with a bye to the number five seed and not having a home playoff game. Mm-hmm. That's how delicate it is. That's not the sky's falling. That's not being negative. That's reality. That's reality of the situation.
I'm not blaming you, John. I understand. It's just that I don't feel like, okay, if they lose a game, it's not going to be the end of the world. They can beat Dallas in Dallas. Dallas still has to play Washington last game of the year and all that kind of stuff. But the main point I wanted to talk about is Steichen, okay? Mm-hmm. If you heard talk about when Steichen first got hired, there were complaints that he wasn't, inventive enough on the passing side of the ledger, which is what you guys have been talking about all week.
Yeah.
And he was a much better run coordinator. Now, Scheel has been on with, I don't know if he was with you guys or whatever, but he was talking about the different kinds of complex running plays that the Eagles ran on, I guess it was Sunday night, where mm-hmm. they pulled Lane Johnson through the hole and they did a tackle trap a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I think that's where his expertise is. That's why we're not seeing the offensive passing game improve. And I agree with you there. But hopefully, because if he's good at the running game, and that's where his expertise is, that's how he's doing things. But we're not going to see any more out of the passing game, I don't think. And that was a knock against him in San Diego.
Yeah, I remember Googling his name and not seeing Chargers fans very excited about Shane Steichen as their offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Is his strength in the running game? I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're going to find out what this offense looks like the rest of the season.
Well, I mean, it seems like it may be that's his strength.
Since he started calling plays, what have they been doing?
Running the football. It seems like that's his strength. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Petey Pete. Petey Pete in Maryland. Petey Pete, how are you? What's up?
Man, what's up, guys? Long time. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, I've been Pete.
What's up, Pete?
Yeah. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
All right.
Hey, listen, first of all, great show, man.
Thank you.
Start off there. But, Johnny Mark.
Hello.
Man, all I want to say is you guys, as you know, y'all got the ear and the heart of the city. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not from Philly. I'm from actually from Richmond, Virginia, originally. Mm-hmm. And I'm out here in Maryland. And been Eagles fan, I guess, since, 13? I'm 58 now, so if you do the math. But my point is,
that's 45
y'all got
years.
The heart of the city, man. So to me, it's like when y'all guys kind of talk negative, and that's not you, Ike, but Johnny, man, when you talk negative, man, I know you being real to some degree too, but I think it affects the other certain people in the city too, fans. I mean, because at this time, our team needs us. They need us to be behind the man, pumping them, not going the other way like everybody else doing. Because if you listen, like you said, you guys were talking earlier about national media.
Right.
They done went the other way, bro. They done went the other way.
Yep.
They started.
I expect that from them. I expect that from them. They ain't never really been about Philadelphia Eagles, ever, really. I mean, they talk about us, but they ain't really been about us.
Yeah, they would rather complain about us than really praise us. Yeah.
Correct. We are about us. We are about us, and I just feel like, you know, we just need to kind of pump that, because the way I'm looking at it now, I don't know, man. It's like they're putting us back into underdog mode to some degree.
Well, that's a good thing.
And that's a good thing.
It is. Actually, Johnny, is a good thing.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, though, I just feel like we need to get behind these dudes, man. I mean, you know, 10-1, bro, ain't nothing to sneeze at. I don't care who you playing.
All right, well, listen. Let me poll Jack. Jack, do you want me to be more supportive of the Eagles?
No, I want you to be real about the Eagles.
All right. Yeah.
That is being real, Jack.
No, it's 10-1. Who cares?
What are you talking about?
No, I know, but PDP.
Not really 10-1.
Oh, no.
I mean, come on. Y'all acting like that's something you can just easily do. Listen,
Jack,
man,
what do you feel like this team's record really is right now?
8-3.
Okay. So the 8-3 Eagles, PDP.
No, we
10-1.
I know.
And Pete, listen. But hang on a second. All right, like I've said enough. And when you speak for 4 hours a day, I can't every 5 minutes say the team's 10-1, the team's 10-1, the team's 10-1. Right? Like you have to.
Nor are we going to do 4 hours a day for 5 days saying how great the team is.
Yeah.
For 5 days. Like that's not how radio works. That's not how sports talk works. Even when you're at the bar, right, or wherever it may be, sports bar, what have you, and you're talking about the Eagles, is it really all about praise, praise, praise? Or do eventually, the longer you sit there and talk about the Eagles, eventually you get around to some things that may concern you?
Of course.
Or you talk about some of the other teams they're going to face coming up. Like, that's what this is. Don't act as if everywhere you go in the city talking about the Eagles, it's all positive and we're winning the Super Bowl and this and that and the other. That's not how it works. That's not the mentality of the city. I get it.
Or the sport.
And I get it. And I know, listen, I go back and forth with John every day. So I try to be the more optimistic guy. But it's not like I'm sitting here saying he wants the team to lose or he doesn't like the team or anything of that nature. Right? Like,
of course not.
Like, if there are things that concern him as a fan, why doesn't he have the right to say it concerns him as a fan?
Like a lot of fans out there.
We have to wait until – so you know what it is? We have to wait until the masses are concerned, and then it's okay for us to be concerned.
No, see
when everybody else get concerned, then it'll be okay to be concerned.
Well, I'm almost like trying to prepare people that,
yes!
Hey, listen, this is a really tough game on Sunday, and it's not – like, the Eagles don't suck if they lose to Tennessee this Sunday.
No.
Tennessee's a very good team that can beat anybody on the road.
But to your point, the discussion is different. We're talking about winning a Super Bowl or being the number one seed. And the only time you get people say, well, just take it one game at a time. Don't worry about that. Huh? Like, so you want us to sit up here all day for five days this week and, I don't know, break down the Titans' run game?
No, but by the way, I ain't having this because
what are we talking about here?
It has been 2 years of Jonathan Gannon sucks, fire him right now.
Right.
And this is one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Right.
I don't want to hear all this, just be positive,
right,
John. No, because you're all frauds out there that want Jonathan Gannon gone.
Yeah, you don't hear just be positive when it's Jonathan Gannon.
Man, when Jonathan Gannon's getting ripped, I don't hear people aren't calling in being like, leave him alone, he's great. Nobody.
Only Elliot.
Yeah, just Elliot. It really is true.
Well, I try to defend it, but I don't go that far.
No, but when I view, like, people that want Gannon fired are crazy, but if you call in and say, you know, like, listen, you got to be more creative on defense, or you got to do a little, like, that's valid criticism.
Exactly.
On a very good defense, that's valid criticism.
What's not valid is asking for the guy to be fired.
No, that's idiotic.
That's idiotic. But saying you want him to do more blitzing or you want him to be more aggressive.
Legit.
Even when the team wins, was that not the conversation?
Legit. against Green Bay. I don't think he had a great – I don't necessarily know if that was a great game against Green Bay. I don't, like,
No.
I don't care about Jonathan Gannon. I got to be fair. The defense has been very good this year.
Yes. Are there areas that they need to improve?
Yeah.
Primarily with tackling.
Yes.
I mean, I would tell you that first and foremost. They better tackle this weekend.
Well, Elliot's definitely the number one fan of Jonathan Gannon. I don't know who would be number two.
Nobody.
Nobody on our staff.
Nick Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni, yes. Nick Sirianni. 215-592-9494.
See, I promise not to do the whole fan thing again. You guys have basically saddled me with Carson for the rest of my career.
Not allowed.
For defending him to no end. Yeah, so we're not doing – by the way, he was on the team when I was defending him.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Figure it out, man.
215-592-9494.
JG is great.
94. Defense is good.
Assistant coach of the year, Jonathan Gannon. Yes!
There you go.
See, that's why Sirianni's amazing, because of moments like that. On the other side, hang tight. We'll get to as many phone calls as possible. We have a top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. What does he have in store for us today? We have that. And, Ike, we have tickets for the game on Sunday. Eagles and Titans.
Yeah, boy.
In the envelope. Today, we've put a Tennessee Titan in the envelope. That's at 5:30. Stay tuned for that. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Hey, listen, speaking of the Eagles, how about Eagles season tickets for 2023? Well, if it's something you're looking for, join me on Sunday, Landmark Americana in University City, 1 p.m. You can register for WIP's Game Day 2023 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. Come watch the game with me. Enjoy $4 Miller Lite drafts, cans, and Vizzies. It's WIP's Game Day 2023 season ticket giveaway with me. Sunday's game. It's at the Landmark Americana. It's right on Market Street. It's a great spot. University City. Go to 94WIP.com/contest. It tastes like Miller Time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly.